Welcome to the True Witness From Darkness to Dawn podcast. I'm your host, Alan Jones, and on today's episode, our very good friend Matt Dorfner speaks with Audrey Naraki of Fairmont, Minnesota, about her radical transformation in Christ, her marriage, and even her decision to not have an abortion when she experienced an unexpected pregnancy. You'll also be really blessed if you're thinking about or know someone who's contemplating joining a ministry. Audrey explains how God provided very clear evidence and opened a path forward for her to join the incredible ministry based out of Fairmont called Action 169. It's a ministry that is built on prayer and committed to addressing commercial sexual exploitation and substance abuse through Christ-centered prevention, intervention, and restoration.
When I moved back to Fairmont, I didn't really have any friends that were Christian or anything. My husband and I both were Christian, and we did love God. We were both saved, but we just didn't really have friends that were Christian, and we didn't have a church, and I was just lost. And we were engaged, and we were doing pre-marriage counseling because my husband is Catholic. I'm not, so we were meeting with his priest, and his priest, the first thing he asked me was, do you have faith? Like, where are you at with your, like, walk with God, or do you have a walk with God? And I just was honest. I was like, when I was 21, the Holy Spirit, which I hope I get to that story too, of, like, came over me. I was saved. And at the time I had friends who were Christian, and I was like, I would go to church and would do Bible studies and stuff. And I'm like, but honestly, now I've fallen away from that. And I just am kind of falling back into some of my old life. And like, I have starting to have anxiety again. And I used to be on an anxiety medication. And then, like, after God encountered me, I was able to get off that and just, like, had this new peace. But then when I wasn't walking closely with him anymore, I was starting to fall back into my old, like, anxious ways. So I told the priest that, and he's like, well, let's just pray right now. So he's just starts praying for me, and he's like, God, just bring Christian friends into her life and bring her a new circle, like, that will encourage her. And right when he was praying, I thought of this friend I had in college, and when I was friends with her, that was before I was saved, and, like, all I really knew her was that we would do drugs together, and I'm like, why would I think of her? So I just brushed it off, and then I just couldn't stop thinking about her for, like, the next, I don't know, month. And I finally got the courage. I'm like, okay, God, I really feel like you want me to reach out to her. And I'm like, I'm just going to do it. And if she doesn't, like, if it doesn't go anywhere, then whatever. So I send her this text message, and I still had her number in my phone because I have every number from forever in my phone still. And so I'm like, hi, this is Audrey Schmitke. Would you ever, this might sound totally weird, but would you ever want to get together and listen to a sermon or do a Bible study or something? And she texts me back, and she's like, it's so crazy that you just text me that. I'm about to start a Bible study at my friend Danielle's house. Let me ask her if you can come. So then she talks to Danielle, and then I get a message from Danielle Freitag on Facebook, and she's like, hey, I'm starting a Bible study, and I knew that one more woman would join us, and God told me not to advertise it anywhere because he said that she would come to me, and it's you. So she's like, so do you want to join us? And I was like, yes, absolutely. So then I get to this Bible study, and the first thing that my boss says is, like, let's all just go around and introduce ourselves and just say a couple things about yourself. So it gets to me, and at the time I had quit working at Deloitte. I was a stay-at-home mom. I started working at Profinium for a little bit as an auditor and quit right away because I just didn't have any passion for it. And then, so I'm telling her this. I'm like, well, I went to school for accounting, and I'm like, I don't really know what to do with my life. I'm pretty lost. And, like, in my head, I'm like, why are you talking about this? Like, you're rambling on right now. And then we just moved on with the Bible study, and I went home. And then my friend Ashley, who had connected me with her, texts me, and she's like, hey, I keep thinking that you're supposed to work for Danielle's ministry. And then Danielle said that she actually had a vision of me working for her ministry. And then she prayed and said, God, like, give me a confirmation that Audrey is, like, the person that, because her husband and her had been praying for an accountant. And she said at the exact moment that she prayed for confirmation that Ashley sent her a text message and said, hey, I keep thinking that Audrey should work for your ministry. So then Danielle is like, do you want to come over for an interview? So I go to her house and interview with her and her husband, and it's literally an hour-long prayer meeting. And I had never encountered like anything like that before. So, but it was awesome, and I don't know, we just connected, and then I've been working for them ever since, and it's been amazing.
Proverbs chapter 2, starting in verse 1, says, my son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments within you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding. Yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. That verse reminded me of Audrey because she was so open and ready to hear God's plan and to go where He was leading her. Coming up next, Matt continues his conversation with Audrey, and they dive into relationships, specifically Audrey's marriage and how God has worked in their lives and is continuing to work in their lives, even though they do come from different backgrounds. But first, a word about our sponsor, Kinship Christian Radio. Kinship Christian Radio is a conglomerate of radio stations broadcasting into the metro of Minneapolis-St. Paul, southern Minnesota, and northern Iowa. The radio station started in the small town of Blue Earth, Minnesota in 1983. The very first radio tower still stands outside the station, and it bears the words in large red letters, Jesus is Lord. You can still see those letters when driving down Interstate 90 today. And that is the message, and that is the goal of Kinship Christian Radio, to proclaim that Jesus is Lord 24 hours a day, whether in Bible teaching programs, local announcers, or music. You can find out more about this radio ministry when you visit kinshipradio.org. Now let's get back to Matt and Audrey.
In part of your testimony that you were sharing, you said, you and your husband both saved, but your husband's coming from a little bit different background and perspective. And I know that we're probably resonating with a lot of wives whose husbands are probably here or there, spiritually speaking. But how's that coming together for you? How long have you been married, by the way?
We got married this past October 13th, so a year and month about.
So newly married.
Yep.
And how's that working as you kind of grow together in the Lord?
I honestly feel like our relationship with God is at the center of our marriage, and that like roots how we treat each other, that roots how we respond to each other. Like, I mean, after I got like filled with the Holy Spirit, I still have those sinful nature. So I still will get those thoughts of like, oh, like I want to complain about my husband or like nag at him. But now I have the Holy Spirit who says, no, you're not going to respond that way. Like, and then I will literally, like when I get a thought in my head about my husband, like, oh, he doesn't appreciate you because he didn't do this, I will say out loud, my husband is wonderful. He does this and this and this for me. And just immediately like counter that lie. And just, I don't know, I just think that our faith is really made our relationship great. And like you said, we have different spiritual backgrounds, and that's like, it's tempting to get frustrated with that and like to not see the same, like my husband is Catholic where I'm not, I don't really claim any denomination other than Christian. And I used to get frustrated about that. And I just like have realized that that's not me trusting God. I just need to, I'm not trying to change my husband. I'm just going to love him where he's at, no matter what, and just trust that God will do whatever he wants to do in him. So I don't know if that...
Yeah, it makes real good sense. And Audrey, yeah. I'm kind of like, I'm saying, whoa, that's a lot of wisdom. You're relatively young. How old are you? 28, and you've been married for a year, but that's a really mature perspective about about having a husband. And if I heard correctly, you said when those kind of negative thoughts come into your head about your husband.
Yeah, or about anyone in general.
You just kind of counterclaim it, like, no, and you do it out loud. You just say, yes. you state the positive and refute the lie of the evil one, the devil, who loves to mess with our heads, doesn't he?
Yeah, and for years I would just let that voice fester, and then I would like start not liking the person, and it could even grow to hatred. And now I feel that I just truly love everyone because I have that voice that's like countering the lie. And if you speak that voice that's countering the lie out loud, it's like immediately, like the word says, if you resist the devil at his onset, he will flee from you. And that's exactly what I do. And it's like, you just have overwhelming peace, and you just look at people differently and just look at people with love. And
yeah,
you know, the why, look at the why behind the what, and just especially because of what God has brought me out of. Like, I cannot judge anyone because God can take the hardest hearts and make it completely new and make them into somebody that he can use. So nobody is too far gone. And,
you know, taking every thought captive, which is a verse, as you know, and it's been a renewed emphasis in my life. Because, like I say, and we all deal with these lies, but we got to recognize them as the lies, and we got to recognize them as the, you know, the devil's attempts to, you know, sidetrack us and start us down certain patterns of belief and thinking about things and growing bitter and angry and whatnot. And so this whole concept of taking every thought captive, I've been asking the Lord to help me understand how to do that. And he's leading me along. Just last night, I was reading an old sermon from John Wesley on this very subject, you know, because I ran across it. I was doing some looking in my bookshelf for some other things, and I saw this book on Wesley's sermons, and I opened it up, and I said, well, there's one on taking every thought captive. So I was reading that, but that's back in the mid-1700s that was written, and it's just tremendous wisdom and everything. But I just love what you do. I love the way you phrased it, and I hear in that a great word to other people, men or women. When we start to hear that chatter, you know, in our spirit about so-and-so and not doing this and, you know, the list. Yeah, the accuser of the brethren. Yeah, that's exactly right. I like the fact that you counter that with a positive word, but from the Lord and challenge that lie with the truth.
Yeah.
And the truth always wins.
When Matt originally spoke with Audrey, it was at a very special time of the year for Kinship Christian Radio, called Charathon. Charathon happens once a year for the radio ministry. It is the fundraising time of the year where, for 3 days in November, all the regular programs are put on hold and we have conversations with the listeners. Audrey had a chance to listen to another really powerful testimony that was said over the air right before she came on and joined Matt and had their conversation. And it was through that other testimony that she was inspired to share this very moving story from her own life.
The lady that was here with you guys at 11, Colleen, I think, she shared a testimony, and I was just crying at home before I came here. Because Janet Parshall had a segment, I don't know how long ago, it was when my son was about 8 months old. And like I said, when I got saved, you still have those sinful tendencies, but you have a voice countering them. But so God didn't just like radically change me. Like, I mean, it's been a long journey of changing or like cutting things out of my life. And when I got pregnant, my husband and I weren't married, and we weren't dating for that long, and we were both still like living just like pretty sinful life. And when I found out I was pregnant, I wanted to have an abortion. I mean, I grew up believing the lie that abortion is our right. It doesn't hurt anyone. It's just my choice. And I am so thankful I had nobody that would support me. Like my husband now, he was like, I'll support whatever you decide, but I don't believe in abortion. And then I had my mom saying, like, if you do that, she was so upset. And my sister was like sending me all these facts, like just telling me not to do it, basically. So I didn't. And like now my child is just like, he's the greatest blessing I've ever received other than my faith. And I just am so in love with him. And Janet Parshall had a segment on abortion. And like after I listened to it, I just remembered all those feelings that I had, like wanting to have that abortion. And it just like dawned on me that I could have ended my child's life and he wouldn't exist, and that would be okay. Everybody would say that's okay, it was your choice. And I don't know, I was just like, after I heard her segment, I was literally just sobbing. And then I just started like praying intercessory prayers for women who actually went through with it.
Yeah.
And just that's what I felt when I listened to that woman this morning.
You know, Colleen Gamble, she was talking about the abortion that she had.
Yeah, because she didn't have that. Right. Like, she had the opposite of what I'm so grateful that I had those people telling me not to do it, where she didn't have that. And
yeah,
I just have such a heart for women like that.
And we want to make sure, because we are talking to a lot of people. We are talking to men and women who have had abortions, and the man's involved here too.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to know that Christ died for all sin.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And there's perfect restoration. Mm-hmm. There is perfect and whole forgiveness in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The devil won't have you believe that. But Christ and the truth of his word is absolutely solid on that. He died for all sins, past, present, and future, and that includes the sin of abortion.
Yeah.
And so there's healing, and there is wholeness, and there is forgiveness and restoration in Jesus Christ. That is an awesome thought, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it was just cool to hear her story of like how God heals and restores. So then that was just encouraging to me, because I felt like when I had that moment of like that I didn't do it and I was so grateful, I felt like so heartbroken for people who do have to suffer for that grief. So it was just so cool to hear that God, he can make beauty from anything, and that he can completely heal and restore, and he's such a redeemer. He doesn't matter what we've been through or what we're going through. He just wants our yes, and he can redeem anything.
Thank you again so much to our friend Audrey Naraki for bravely and boldly sharing her story and her testimony today. If you would like to find out more about the ministry Audrey's involved with, or if you or someone you know could really benefit from what they offer, you can visit action169.com. And to find more podcast episodes, visit our website at kinshipradio.org. For the True Witness from Darkness to Dawn podcast, I'm Alan Jones. I'll see you next time.